When I was about 17 was the first time I met Gamble Rogers, and I was sitting in an audience at a place that he was playing at in Miami. I grew up in Miami, called the Flick Coffee House, which is put down by the University of Miami, and he was playing, and I was 17, and I had a harmonica in my pocket, and I pulled it out and started playing, which is what every performer on the stage wants to hear, some guy with a harmonica in the audience. But Gamble stopped, and he heard me. He said, "Come on up here," and he made me get up and play with him, and I have no idea whether I played well or not. I was so nervous, but he was so kind to me and so encouraging and supportive of me that I knew Gamble over the years. As I began to play in venues all around the state, Gamble and I became friends, and I often play at the Gamble Rogers Folk Festival, and I've won the contest at Gamble Fest as well. You know, there were people like Bob Dylan, like John Lee Hooker, that I listened to on vinyl, you know, those big black discs. I listened to those guys when I was a teenager, but to actually meet people like Gamble and sit in a room with 50 people while he performed and wove that magic spell that he did, that was a powerful thing for me. I knew that's what I was meant to do.